And so take your Bible, if you will. We're going to be looking in the book of John, St. John, chapter and number 18. If you find the place, you're able to stand. We'll read a verse and a two, and then we'll get kicked off, Lord willing. All right, John chapter number 18, and about verse number 36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." And Pilate therefore said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. And everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and how we do thank you for it, how good it is to be once again here in the house of God. Bind the devil, have a demon assigned to hinder, we pray thee in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while a sermon entitled, "When Victims Take the Blame." When victims take the blame. As we begin to look into this Bible lesson, you're going to find out is that here's the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's about to be delivered unto Pilate and to his crew, and they're going to try to do what they can to be able to intimidate, and they're going to try to blame him, though he's been faultless, and though he even admits, "I find no fault in this man at all," and yet they're going to put him to blame and free a robber instead of these rotten, religious-minded people that he's dealing with. Right. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that we look into this passage, and you'll find that when Judas there went to the garden with them, and by the way, isn't it amazing? There's a garden there where Jesus was betrayed. And let me tell you right now, you're going to find out is that that garden that's there, it has some kind of significance, no doubt about it. Man was in the Garden of Eden when he lost it all. Jesus is praying in the garden. And you'll find out is that here's a man by the name of Judas. He knew the place where the garden was, but he did not know the Lord Jesus Christ. I got to say to you that it's easy to be able to get hooked up with religious people, even in the church. And yet you'll find out that that won't get you into the family of God. And just because that you want to be a part of the church of the living God, and it's all outward and nothing on the inside of you. I want to say to you that, if you will, that I heard this week as somebody was, I'm hearing a lot of stuff. In fact, it's one of the reasons why for this sermon and for this title is because of the fact there's people now that are saying on TV and all of that, "Boy, look at the worldwide movement in the United States and in the world. And all of that business there, the kingdom of God is advancing." I just read it to you. "My kingdom," Jesus said, "is not of this world." It won't make any difference how many people that get goosebumps and how many things happen. Let me tell you, the kingdom of Jesus Christ is not here in this world. You'll find out that it's going to be, but it's not going to be set up here like this world and this ecumenical-minded world is thinking. I want to say to you that, if you will, that you'll find that one of them made a statement in the course and said, "Well, you don't want to be a part of a church." I understand. Well, I don't. I don't understand. You're saved by the grace of God. The Bible said in the book of Acts in chapter number 2, verse 47, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." If you're a child of God, you want to be part of the church of the living God. Now, are you every now and again sick to what goes on? Sure you are. Sure you are. You're going to be sicker when I'm done. But in this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out the Bible said that evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's the kind of world we live in. Let me just tell you right now, as far as I know, everything's running right on time, right here with us, and all of that business there. And God may add a few, he may subtract a few, but God's running right on time. I said all that, be able to say this, be able to tell you that you'll find that evil men and seducers, make no mistake about it, there's one around the corner. Maybe one already in the house. You see what I'm talking about? I said all that so you'd be able to realize that, though, that there's some godless and some wickedness that's running up and down the road, that's running rampant. I began to look there, and I was noticing as this week, as that is on the news, and also, you know, on the tube and on the phone and on, that's all I've got, you know, I ain't got nothing else. I don't have all them gadgets like y'all have got. But I've got enough to be able to get you in trouble. And this fellow by the name of Robert Morris. Anybody here know who Robert Morris is? He's founded the mega church called Gateway Church. And around Austin, they've got two or three humongous congregations. 64 years old, born in Marshall, Texas. Here's a man that you'll find out that is godless and wicked and impressive. And you'll find out that what he is now, he's gotten 10 years sentence in prison that he'll made a bargain with, and he'll only have to serve about 6 months of it. And what he was doing was he was molesting a 12-year-old girl that was connected with his church or some church people that loved him dearly. 40 years later, she's exposed him there, give or take. And you know what happened, had happened? He was invited to the family's home. He was 21 at the time. The girl is 12 years old. And he was invited to their home for Christmas. God bless you. Merry Christmas to you. And here's what the poor thing finally said. She said, for years and decades, I felt like that I was to blame. I felt like that something was wrong with me. I felt like, because, you know, he kept telling, don't say nothing now. It'll cause too much trouble. It'll cause problems. Now, I'll tell you right now is we've had that potential problem in this church. You understand me? And she said, the truth of the matter is, when I finally realized it, we had a pedophile come to our home disguised as a preacher. Man, I'm telling you right now, you talk about sending chills up and down your back. You know, most of the time you ever got anything like that going on, that one of you other little girls or little boys will know about it. Here's what he done with. He was busy, you know, kissing her, fondling her breast, sticking his hands down her pants. And that went on for a couple of 3-4 years, depending on the report that you get. He confessed to being guilty for that. He ought to be shot, what he ought to be. Hung on the courthouse square, if you please. Boy, I can tell you right now, as I've never in my life seen so much junk going on, there's a whole list of other preachers that are involved in that thing. I just got through preaching the other night and told you about a man that got his own daughter by incest, got her pregnant. I want to say to you that, if you will, when it says evil men and seducers, let me tell you right now, you're lower than well, Dookie, friend. That's below the ground. When you'll have something to do and mess up the life of a little boy, a little girl, so forth and on. Let me say to you that, if you will, here's a man that I'm talking about is talented, built mega churches across the country. A lot of people impressed with him, wasn't they? But see, the Lord been knowing that all time. And let me say to you that whenever you begin to look into it, you begin to see and recognize and know that he had begun to abuse her when her family invited him to their house. Now, what a sorry, good-for-nothing, low-life that's got to be. Let me say to you that, if you will, please, is that this question has come up in the day we live in, is that over there concerning that murderer that killed Charlie Kirk. And they're saying, well, you know, they're just trying to forgive that person. Let me drop this on you like a ton. You cannot forgive a person that's not showed repentance. God won't even forgive you until you show repentance. And somebody said, well, you know, yeah, but I mean, shouldn't that person maybe have some understanding? Yeah, and I've got it. I've got it for you. In Genesis 9, verse number 6, if a man sheds man's blood, by a man shall his blood be shed. It's only right he pay with his life. and it hadn't got anything to do. Somebody said, well, where's forgiveness? Forgiveness is God's category. I'm for letting them be introduced together. See that? As far as I'm concerned, he ought to pay with his life. And he don't want to die, I can promise you that. If he did, he'd already stuck his head out there on the chopping block, but no, he didn't. I want to say to you that whenever you begin to look into this Bible lesson, this Bible text, you know, this Bible said that some 40 years later now, this woman finally brought it up, brought it out, and all of that. I think that they got just maybe a pat on the wrist for a sentence, but make no mistake about it, is that this Bible teaches us over in the book of Leviticus in chapter number 18, you ought to not be familiar with your own kids, your grandkids, your aunt, your uncle, your kinfolk, if you will, please. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, here's what we ought to do. We ought to recognize and know that be sure your sin will finally find you out. I mean, 40 years later, thereabout. Can you imagine living with that poor little old gal living with that every day of her life? And I can tell you right up front, dear friend, make no mistake about it, he's got to pay her one report said $250,000 restitution, another one $270,000 is what the report was, plus that little 6-month prison sentence. I got to tell you, that's just real light and a little slap on the wrist compared to what you see. You want to detour child molesters in this country? Do what I said. Hang them on the courthouse square when they're proven guilty with a sign on it that says, I'm a convicted child molester. Now, I want to say to you, when you begin to look, that he'll have to register as a sex offender the rest of his life. That's why I tell all you boys and all you girls, you better be careful about what you're doing, who you're going with, and what you're involved in. Sooner or later, dear friend, it'll catch up with you if you're not careful. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into this Bible lesson that's here, you'll find is that the murderous mind of religion without God, you'll find out, here's what they're doing is, they question Jesus. He said, Pilate asked Jesus, said, art thou the king of the Jews? Well, thou sayest that I am. In other words, it's not like he said, yeah, you said it. No, it's like, well, you said that. I got to tell you right now, they refused his counsel. You know, anytime you don't want to hear the word of the Lord and you're going to turn a deaf ear to it and you're going to be able to know, listen, I don't have to listen to this and I don't have to pay attention to that. I got to tell you right now, you're on dangerous ground, no doubt about it. They wouldn't receive the counsel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in fact, whenever it came down to making a choice, they made the wrong choice. And Pilate asked him, said, well, I've got to release one of you there on Passover. That's y'all's custom and that. And I got a robber over here, you can have him released or have Jesus. And they cried out, release Barabbas. We want to let him go. Let the robber go. What shall I do with Jesus? Crucify him. That's the verse and the voice that they are united together with. I got to say to you that if you will, over there, the Bible says, Paul the Apostle, he was a man that they wanted to stone him to death, and they did. And on two or three occasions, they left him out of Antioch over at Lystra. They stoned him and drug him out of the city and left him for dead. There was a man by the name of Stephen that whenever Paul was Saul of Tarsus at that time, and they stoned him to death calling upon the name of the Lord. I got to tell you something. You're going to find out Pilate, whenever he walked back in verse 38 of the text, he said, I can find no fault in him at all. Well, he's not going to get off the hook for that. He's the one that had the power to turn him loose, but he didn't. In the mind of God, God said everything's running right on time. Didn't catch the Lord by surprise. And the Bible said that, if you will, please, is that whenever he couldn't find any fault at all, he went ahead and did what they wanted to be able to please him. That's what murderous religion, murderous politics, that's what it always has done. I want to say to you in closing this morning that, if you will, please, the Bible said in the book of Psalm chapter 46 and verse number 1, the Lord is a present help. Do you need some help from God this morning? Well, he's ready to do it. There's a present help right now. He's ready right now. It's not a matter that he's too busy to be able to get on the horn and to talk to you. He don't need a horn. He just needs a heart, buddy, from you. I was thinking about that song, there's a song that they, and I wish we could get a hold of it sometime. He loves me like I was his only child. And I want to tell you, that's the way that it is. Make no mistake about it, he's always got time for me. You know, I've never one time ever tried to approach the Father, and he'd say, well, not now, I'm too busy. Not one time. He's a present help in the time of trouble. And what the problem with this world that we're living in, they have no regard for God, the Bible, good, right, moral, or decent. I want to say in closing, there's a passage over in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It's about verse number 22. And the Bible said we're to avoid the very appearance of evil. I've dealt with a whole lot of this up and down the road, and one of these days, when I'm gone, some of you are going to say, well, you know, old Dennis knew exactly what he was talking about. One of these days, that's going to happen. Now, until then, I'd like it to be a good memory that you've been able to serve God and live for God and walk with God and to know God in the free pardon of sin through the person, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the way, the truth, and the life. You see, whatever you're doing, it not only has got to be right, it's got to look right. You see what I'm talking about? It's not only got to be right, it's got to look right. Someone said, well, I'm not worried about how it looks. Well, you should be. Because God is. See what I'm talking about? And all that business there. All right, and as we get ready to dismiss this morning, let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Now, Father, in days gone by, I've preached along these lines, and I've seen it disturb several people. Not perchance here this morning, but nonetheless, potential problems. Now, I pray that, Lord, that you'd build a hedge about our boys and girls, our men and our women. I pray you'd help us to exalt and magnify your name. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. That's our heart's desire and prayer unto thee. Lord, give us a good day now. Bring us back safely tonight in Jesus' name.